Did you hear the little noises when I was clicking on it today to delete all the old files?
Okay. I think I already hit record. Yeah, I guess I did. Okay. Okay, hello. I just would like to say a couple things. We aren't quite ready to get started. We're going to wait another minute or so for the counselor to come so she can greet everyone and give her remarks. But for right now, we're going to get ready to start our swearing in. So I gave everybody a packet and the top two sheets if you've completed and filled that all out. Hold on to that. And City Clerk Alex will... We'll re-swear everybody in, and then we can get the rest of the meeting started. So if you haven't filled out those two forms or have any questions, just let us know. We'll just be another couple of minutes or so, if that's all right. We'll go over the agenda for tonight in a few minutes. We'll go over some code of ethics and conduct, all the staff people you'll be working with for this committee, purposes and goals, how we're communicating, our timeline, meeting schedule, and everything. Along with a couple little homework assignments for you too, but nothing really too complicated. Feel free to peruse right now with all of the other documents you have in front of you. We have the homework assignment I was just mentioning, a draft of the study report for the district. Welcome to Councilor Clota Zapata. So we have our code of conduct as well, a little signature page to say that you've read it, and our agenda for the night. Pretty simple, straightforward, and we'll be sure to end by 6:30 so everyone can get back to the Bruins game or the neighborhood council meeting, whichever one is more important to you. And then I don't know if the councilor needs a few minutes to get settled in, but we're ready for you.
Okay.
Whenever you are.
I don't see anybody waiting any longer. I apologize. Congratulations to you all, really and truly. Thank you so much for stepping up on behalf of our community. I see some familiar faces here. I know most of you, I don't know some of you, but I know you have incredible expertise. The folks at the Charlestown have expertise in all things historic preservation. I know that this study committee is to preserve and enhance this beautiful area that we know in Monument Square. Yes, it's about preserving turrets and cornices and entryways and all of that, but it really is preserving our history and the legacy of those who fought in that battle and those who fundraised and built the monument that we have here. And so it's incredibly important. I love this area so much. I wish I could live in Charlestown in that area, maybe someday, fingers crossed. But just so proud of you all, and thank you so much for your service.
Also, side note really quick, I put some name tags on the table if you guys want to write your name in case you don't know each other. And then we can hand it over to the city clerk and get our swearing in taken care of.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here and thank you for serving your community. I'm Alex Jernkis. I'm the city clerk, and we're going to swear you in for the second time because we had a little name error. But we'll have everybody stand. Raise your right hand and just repeat after me. I. Your name.
Jesse Paulson.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform.
Discharge and perform.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
As a member of the Monument Square Landmark District Study Committee.
As a member of the Monument Square Landmark District Study Committee.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And understanding.
And understanding.
Agreeably to the Constitution.
Agreeably to the Constitution.
And the laws of this Commonwealth.
And the laws of this Commonwealth.
And the ordinances of the City of Boston.
And the ordinances of the City of Boston.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. So now we're going to have all of you come over and sign the book. You have to sign it again. And then it'll be official.
Go ahead and go on over and sign the book.
Sign the book.
I wish I could.
The largest
book. Oh, I wish I could have put it on. Stop. I definitely have one minute.
didn't?
I did not. Okay. No. Howard and I are going out to dinner afterwards, and he's going to pick me up. Otherwise, I'd totally drive you home.
They used to drop you off right in front of City Hall, and then I'm like, here I am, and everyone said they're now dropping you off on the back side.
Oh, really?
The food court thing?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking for Faneuil Hall, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Did they take down But it's so nice to see all the 250th events coming together. They're really starting to snowball now.
There's so much to do. So much to do. I just got the Mott report, the big report, and it's a lot of work.
For what to say?
For the grant that we received.
Yeah. To report how it's
And everything is June. And the report's due June
30th. Oh, great.
Signed
Palms
in the past tense. So thank you again and good luck in your work.
Thank you. So we're gonna go ahead and get started.
I'm Hi, I'm TA. I'm Brody Saba. I'm a resident of Charlestown. I live on Trenton Street, and I also own a couple units on Russell Street. I'm not an affordable housing attorney. I am an affordable housing developer for a nonprofit.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, for Madison Park Development Corporation in Roxbury. So we are just to note that there is no conflict of interest. We only do development as MPDC in Roxbury. So I do not work in Charlestown, despite what Facebook might say about me. I am also on the Charlestown Preservation Society Design Review Committee.
Hi, Linda Mishamkin. I'm an architect in Charlestown, Mishamkin French Architects. I live on Monument Square and have been in Charlestown for over 40 years. delighted to be on this committee.
I'm Ethan Annett. I live in Charlestown, and I'm also part of the Charlestown Neighborhood Council covering the Monument Square.
I'm Crystal Galvin. I am a part of the Neighborhood Council, but I'm representing myself as a resident, and I'm the Director of Community Services at the Kennedy Center.
Mm-hmm. I'm Julie Hall. I've been living in Charlestown for over 20 years. I live on Cross Street, right off of High. I chair the board of the Charlestown Historical Society. I'm also a member of the Bunker Hill Monument Association and the Charlestown Preservation Society. And I'm also a founder of Bunker Hill 250.
I'm Nancy Johnson. I am a member of the Charlestown Neighborhood Council, and I've been a member there for a number of years and formerly both the secretary and the first chair. I am a member of the Bunker Hill Monument Association and the Charlestown Preservation Society. I also sit on their design review committee. I'm trying to think what else. I do a lot of different things in Charlestown. I was the CNC's representative to the Plan Charlestown Advisory Group for 2 or 3 years, and just a number of other things. But I'm here in my capacity as a resident as well.
Wonderful, thank you. And then I just want to recognize some people that we are joining us tonight.
Hi everyone, my name is Lori Sanchez. I'm chief of staff to Capricorn. I am Bo Gillen, representing the Bunker Hill Monument Association, and I'm from Charlestown, a lifelong member.
Hi, Elaine Donovan, Charlestown liaison for Council of Pleasant Park.
I'm Scott Aldan. I live on Monument Square in Charlestown for 23 years.
Hi everyone, I'm Justin Morris. I'm the chief staff for the Environment, Energy, and Open Space Cabinet, which the Office of Historic Preservation is under.
Wonderful. Thank you all. Without further ado, let's get underway.
So one other thing I just wanted to make sure we touched upon before we get started and really crack into everything. First of all, there's going to be like a lot of us presenting and talking, but this is a meeting for input, so you know, committee members, please feel free to ask questions and say what you need to say. For what we will be eventually doing is we're going to be going over how the committee meetings will go and play out through the rest of this process. And part of that will be determining, do we want to have them in person? Do we want to have them virtual, hybrid? Today we did have to have this in person so we could accommodate the swearing in for everyone, which is great. And then just the rest of the, after we go over a couple other things, we can talk about, do you want to have them hybrid? Do you want to have them only virtual? Memorial Hall, whatever, like just think about that sort of thing. So just wanted to say that before we really kick it off, in case you guys are still wondering why is this in person, not virtual. But with that, I'll just pass it over to my colleague, Nick Armada, and he will talk about the code of ethics and conduct that you also have in front of you. One is a packet and one is a signature page.
All right. Okay, so you should have the code of ethics. That looks like this. So just very quickly, the Code of Ethics is designed to just make sure that all of your voices are being heard equally, and that we are kind of setting some guardrails for the types of conversations and the behavior that we expect from committee members. So just take a look. We're not going to go through all of it, but just understand that these are basic parameters that are kind of national standards for study committees and historic commissions. So take a look, and when you're ready, you can take these home if you'd rather read through them. And then when you're ready to sign, please sign on the signature page, and we will collect those before our next meeting. Cruz. That's about it. Yeah.
So just some things to touch upon in terms of code of conduct and ethics. The work at the study committee is always going to be public and transparent. These meetings are recorded. Everything we do is public record. If someone wants a copy of it, we will send it to them. So just keep that in mind. Distribution of draft work products will be handled by me in order to keep everything organized with public input and everything. So when you are receiving anything sort of official in terms of stuff to work on, material to work on as a study committee, you'll get that from me. Ideally, maybe if I'm out, you might get it from someone else on staff. And a really important thing to flag for everyone too is if you get any media requests at all, you can send them right along to me. We'll triage that out to our comms manager, our communications manager. So that is something that you guys are never going to have any obligation to handle. If anyone news, even if it's just the Patriot Bridge, if anyone reaches out to you for anything, just send them along to me. And you all have my business cards as well. So that has my email. So does anyone have any questions about anything that I talked about right there? Code of conduct, ethics? If not, that is okay, because you have plenty of documents to read, and I'm sure you'll have questions. Is there anything else that you wanted to point out for a code of conduct or ethics or anything like that? Okay. So then we'll want to discuss and approve some group norms. So I think we could open it up to if we wanted to talk about days that would work, repeat, calendar times for the meetings. I know the first Tuesday of the month obviously is not good, but I think maybe we can bring up this topic, we can think about it, and we can go through the rest of the presentation. We can circle back for answers while everyone's kind of stewing on what we're discussing. So a couple of important things to point out about how study committees work and what we're doing and what our job is as the Office of Historic Preservation. Here's just a little blurb from our enabling legislation. This is called Chapter 772, and it was made in 1975, so we have 50 years of this. So this is going to highlight what we do as a study committee. We're going to investigate and report on historic and architectural significance. These are some of the different... I guess the loser doesn't want to work on the monitor. These are some of the different sort of characteristics and things we'll have to be thinking about as a study committee: architectural and historical significance, economic status, the boundaries of the district. Do we like how it looks right now? Do we want to change it? And any recommended standards. So you have some boilerplate type of language with you, but this is what we're going to be working on as a committee to develop and find what works best for Charlestown. So this outlines the composure of the study committee: 5 members of the Boston Landmarks Commission, and 6 people who are interested, have demonstrated interest in the district. So here you all are, and you met your BLC appointees, and just so much wealth of knowledge that they retain. And this one last fact is just that within 60 days that the committee, that the report is transmitted, then we get started working on this, so here we are. The work of the committee will focus on confirming the boundaries, like we talked about. So that is in your draft study report, what the boundaries look like right now. Reviewing portions of the study report completed by a consultant. So part of the work is outsourced to a consultant, and part of staff's job, too, is to go over that and make sure there's no typos or factual inaccuracies, make sure everything's cited the right way. So even if you see a wrong citation, let us know. We'll talk about the standards and criteria as well. So that's going to be our governing documents for sort of the architectural design changes that might get proposed in the future. So that's when you might want to talk about roofs or materials or things like that. Recommendations concerning the terms under which the district should be designated and once that occurs, how the district commission will be nominated, both initially and in future years. So this is what I'm saying. We're going to talk about how often we should meet to talk about these things and have our working schedule. And then we're also going to work on our outreach as well and how we want to engage all of Charlestown, how we want to engage all the constituents of Monument Square, the proposed district, Charlestown as a whole, Boston as a whole, but how we want to engage with the neighborhood so it is a community-led process. So that is where also it's great, people can bring up misunderstandings and we can talk about them, or they can point out flaws that might be in the district language and we can work on that. So these are the sections of the study report. You have the draft study report bound in front of you with the cute little plastic rings. These are all just the broken down the different sections. So we have the proposed boundary, description of the district, literally a description of the district, We have a historical narrative about the proposed area for designation. We have the planning context that talks a little about like, what other sort of planning matters are already active that affect the district. Economic status, alternative designation approaches. So alternative designation approaches would be, if we weren't to pursue, you know, designation like this, what are some other options we might want? Recommendations from the committee, standards and criteria, bibliography, and appendices. And this is generally kind of how it's broken out into division of labor. So these first four, these first 6 points are prepared by the consultant, and you all will review them for if they meet your standards. Section 7 through 10 is going to be developed by you all, and we'll help you with that. And the bibliography and appendices are also produced by the consultant. And all of us, staff has gone through the study report and did some basic level editing for it, just to make sure it's all factually correct, as far as we know. And then this is going to be our work plan as well. So this is typically the structure of how study committee meetings are run and what we'll do in each type of meeting. We recommend at least 10, and that does not include our extra sort of community engagement events that we'll hold in the neighborhood or wherever else, or here. And so if we meet approximately every 2 weeks, that'll take us around 6 months to complete this report. If we met once a month, it might take a year. The last study committee we had, I think it took about, we have our previous person who took care of our previous study committee, so.
I'll just make a comment on that because I worked on the Highland Park Architectural District, Conservation District, which was established in 2022. That is a much larger area. It encompasses like 700 properties, so I don't think it will take you as long as it took them. It took them about 18 months for that one, I think you're probably going to fall somewhere in between the 6 month and the 1 year estimate, most likely because of holidays and things like that. So, but in time frame, we're thinking like 6 months minimum, 1 year maximum, somewhere around there.
I don't think you want it to take longer than that. So these are going to generally be the outlines of the meetings and some of the follow-up activities that'll happen after. I'm going to keep track of all the days and how long, you know, data points and that sort of thing. Feel free to do it yourself too. And that is the last slide. So I just wanted to go through all of those with you, and then you can talk more about the planning and other aspects of the study committee. So does anyone have any bursting questions right now about stuff that's on the screen? Okay. Yes,
that's a very simple question. Is this going to be available in terms of,
I will distribute this slide deck to the whole committee after this meeting. Because it's, I think it's a good little chart to have to keep in, keep track. So to go over kind of some of our other things on our agenda, so we'll talk about the purpose and the goals of the study committee. So you have in front of you a really fun document, and it says stuff like, what have I committed myself to? So this is kind of outlining what you're going to do as a study committee member, generally, specifically, and it's going to kind of just be like your guiding document for what is going to really generally be expected of you. Generally, you're participating in a government process that your neighbors know about and your neighbors also care about. Understanding what our jurisdiction is and what we can and can't regulate. And conveying your knowledge of the above to property owners, residents, and neighbors, as well as elected municipal officials. So it's really about having like this deep understanding about what we're working towards, what you want, and how we're going to achieve it. So specifically some of the tasks, we kind of talked about this already, that you have to undertake for preparing the study report. I'll pull it back up on the screen. These are really the main things. And we will crack it. This meeting, I think we're really going to just talk about the groundwork and get a little bit more familiar and talk about these sorts of things. And the rest of the meetings are going to be much more actually producing this sort of content. In terms of time, Jen sort of talked about that already. And it will really be up to you on how often you guys would like to meet and that schedule. In terms of support, you have us. We are all multiple people with multiple degrees and trained professionals, so we're not just some random people here who you're stuck with. We're happy to help and we have expertise. I lived in Charlestown for a little bit, not a long time, so I can't really say I'm an expert in that sense, but love Charlestown. So that is really what's gonna be, it's a co-working relationship. I give you all my business cards, you can contact me whenever. It's not my direct line, because that's not on there. But you can email me, and
anything you need, any questions, it can even be not about Charlestown, but I'm going to be your point of contact, so you just let me know. Communications, I think everyone here except for maybe like one or two people have Gmail, but would that be okay? Are people comfortable with like Google Docs format and using that? That's not really prohibitive for anybody. Okay, and if it is, you can let me know separately and we can work something out. So we'll do that. That's where most of our content is located. So, So the meeting format, do people have thoughts already about if we want to do it virtual, if we want to do it in person, if we want to do hybrid? And Tia?
I feel strongly that in person is at least an important component. And I say that as a mother of a three-year-old. But, you know, apologies to you all because I know this isn't true for you, but for the Charlestown members, I mean, I think we were chosen because we live close to this place, so meeting close to this place, I think, makes sense. And I also just think humans are more civilized in person.
I think having an in-person meeting in the community would really be a good next step. I think there's growing interest, and it would, you know, in person, but in the neighborhood, I think.
Where
would send
in, I'm sorry.
We'll find a location, but I think having it within even the district boundaries would be great.
Okay.
But that should be a priority.
And could we add virtual as well? Because I think
hybrid,
because then the challenge with that is, right?
Right. Hybrid, but in Charlestown.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll learn how to do hybrid. We'll figure out a hybrid system. We don't have a system in place in our department right now, but that's something we can absolutely have done for the next meeting if we want to do that. When you have them in when you have your neighborhood council meetings in person, where are they?
The Knights of Columbus.
Okay, so do you think that we could? I mean,
that's
now just thinking out loud.
Well, but that's a challenge. We have issues with having virtual.
Maybe BCYF, so maybe.
We
can think about it. But
yeah.
Just a space.
Okay.
So just think about them. So then so hybrid. It sounds like maybe might be what we want to go for.
Yeah. Well, I think because it's. Unless it's hybrid, it's very difficult for people that are working outside of Charlestown to make it back in time, and it's just easier for them to dial in. So I think I like in-person meetings. I do believe people are more civilized, there's more connection, I think, especially among us as we talk about things, and to access staff, to have people here in person is going to be very important. But I do know that, you know, for many years when I lived in Charlestown but worked in Lexington, and it was before they were virtual meetings, I could never get back in time. Because if I left my office at 6 o'clock, I wasn't home till 7:30. So, you know, that meant I never got to participate in anything. So I wanna be open to all residents, not just people that are working from home or nearby or can make a 5:30 or 7 o'clock meeting in person, but other people as well who may want to at least listen in or call in with a question or be able to follow up. So I think that's important. And I'm glad that regardless that they'll be recorded, because I think it's important for people to be able to go back and hear the discussion. Minutes never really cover that kind of thing. And so for people that can't do either, to be able to hear that record of the conversation and that we're connecting and that we're considering things is really important.
Cool. Okay. Sounds good. And I think for right now we're not taking public comment. But at the end, maybe if there's time for it, the committee can decide if they'd like to. But so, did
you ask the question?
Yes.
Is the time set, or are we also?
No, that's also something. That's just going to be the next thing I was going to say. Is like, is there like a repeated certain day of the week that always works? So I'm just saying, like, for example, commission hearings are always first Tuesday of the month or third Wednesday of the month. Like, do we want to set something like that for our committee hearings? We want to have every 2 weeks every month on whatever it is, whatever would work best for everyone. So that's up to you guys to discuss.
And does it have to be in the evening? That's another.
I don't know that it like technically really needs to, but that's probably the most accessible thing for people. I would say
for
the vast majority of people. Most I don't think we have like one commission that starts at 4:30. But
I'm actually thinking the opposite, like 8:30, because I actually feel like that's a reasonably accessible.
At night or in the morning?
No, in the morning.
No, not 8:30 in the morning.
It's a hard no for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scott's assistant. Yeah, I know he's here. So okay, great. So what
evening?
I mean,
there was consensus at the table that evening is the way to go.
That's
fine.
I mean, do you want to think about what time?
Well, maybe what days do we have to avoid?
What days do we have to avoid? So we have the first Tuesday of the month is the council meet. Are there any other specific, I mean, I know that we can, I can also fact check things after. I think if we want to do it piece by piece, we also can, but we can also talk with the ONS liaison in the counselor's office to make sure there's nothing we're missing, but are there other specific days that we know?
Last Tuesday of the month is Historical Society's board meeting.
I think Tuesdays are going to be great to stay away from. Yeah. That's all the VLC meetings are. So no Tuesdays. Okay. Monday, Wednesday. Thursday, Friday?
Wednesdays are good.
Wednesdays
are generally good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the only thing to watch out for is that the people that will be interested in this will also be interested when the planning department has certain like disposition meetings around, especially the Navy Yard. They have things coming up. So looking at that calendar and asking them, because I think that happened with the first one. We were ready, thought we were going to have our first meeting. There were two dates that they had already blocked off. So I don't know if they can tell you when their meetings are so that we have enough time to reschedule, like we set, or if they'll avoid it because you've already set a meeting. That's something for you guys to work out, but that's the other thing. That's the other thing that, like, the city meetings that
we can also pick, like, we could, in theory, pick a repeat and then just reschedule as needed. I mean, if there's...
But I think if we've scheduled it first, like, can't they can pick another night, too?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something then when we have settled on this, that's something I can communicate. I mean, fortunately, the counselor's office is here, but I can also communicate with ONS or other sort of neighborhood-focused entities, say, this is when the study committee meetings happen. Write it down.
And if you have them on the city calendar ahead of time, then when they go, they should be looking to see what other meetings there are. So the only question I had is it every other week versus every month, and people may have different things. Just in terms of momentum, what have you seen with other groups? Is every other week better for momentum or once a month better?
So it kind of also depends on where in the process we are. You guys probably can't read this, but like some of these things, like when we want to talk about standards and criteria earlier in this process, because that was a huge lesson learned from Highland Park. We kind of left that until the end, and it was a huge topic, and everyone was already tired. So when we're doing standards and criteria, and we're getting into really specific things about the district, we might want to meet every 2 weeks in order to, like, keep that momentum going, whereas further down the line, when we're, you know, maybe most of your work on the study report is done, and now you're planning community engagement events, you don't need to meet, like, every 2 weeks.
I mean, it
kind of varies.
And it can be as needed. We can, I mean, if we can schedule more meetings if we need it. This isn't like hard and fast. We're allowed, we can have more meetings. We can have, I mean, probably we'll need less, but we could. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we can think about in terms of like a repeat schedule, but it doesn't have to explicitly adhere to that. It can really take the form it needs to. Like Jen said, if we're working on standards and criteria and we get halfway through and then the next meeting we start working on the other half, but we only get halfway through again and it's not another quarter, schedule another meeting. It's not a big deal, but it's really about your guys' availability at the same time. Right. And we'll want to have a quorum of commissioners, which if we have 11 total, that would be 7. Commissioners, unless it's a different
commissioners, but
I'm so used to talking about commission, so if I keep saying commission, I'm saying the word committee.
Yeah.
But so that'll be 7 committee members. So as long as we have 7 people, we can have a meeting. We'll take minutes and distribute them, so you won't really miss anything. And you can also, like, you know you're going to miss the 7th meeting, you can just tell me, and I can share your comments with everyone ahead of time as well. Like, you won't miss out on anything, really.
Another thing for Highland Park is that it slowed down, like, over the summer because people were away, or over the Christmas holidays. So my suggestion to the group would be maybe, like, you start with, like, every other Wednesday, but then you can, like, send out polls and be like, hey, are you available? And if we don't have quorum, we skip that one,
And we can, like, the third one planned, global election, we can cancel, we can reschedule. Jeff?
And, I mean, in terms of keeping the momentum going, I think more frequent meetings would help, and also just, if you know there's a more or less defined period, you can make things happen more quickly. But the other question I would have to say to the community is, what is the temperature in the community? And we don't want to expedite the schedule to the point where people feel it's rushed, or if there's any kind of controversy that this is being ran through. So is an expedited process better, or is a lengthy process involving a lot of opportunities for the public to participate preferable from a community standpoint?
I think having many opportunities for the community to participate, including coming to meetings, but where are the points, I guess, in the schedule where you expect that there were things you'd want to share with the community? Because what I'm understanding from this is that you don't want to have like rough drafts going out. So
right.
Like, when are the good times to share things with the community to get input? And that's something, I mean, I think you guys have done this enough that I'd like to hear what you think about that.
Yeah, I'll have Jen speak on that. And I'll say too, the last study committee we did was pretty much the first one in pretty recent instance.
2009.
Which
none of us were here for.
No.
So we've only done the one, anyone on staff right now. But
so there's flexibility for suggestions, really.
Yeah. But we did learn like some good things, and I think, you know, you're going to want to get, I think, through at least your first four meetings, because people are going to want to know what are the boundaries that you're proposing, and what are the standards and criteria, like what are you regulating? And so you're going to want to talk about that as a committee before we have like a public community event. So I would say probably around a third of the way through, two thirds of the way through, and then toward the end, roughly.
So it's really, if
so, like every few months.
It's every few months, but I think maybe we could frame it as like maybe when the study committee, there's a little bit more, not more because we haven't opened up the conversation, but like when there's maybe a little bit more just agreeing on, okay, this feels like, everyone says this feels like this is a good spot, I think we would be ready. Like it sort of comes up
yeah.
as an actual thing. So if there's a part where you're doing something, you say, this seems ready. I mean, that's why your study committee members is for that that input, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's flexible.
Well, with regard to the temperature and the sort of sense that, at least in my opinion, there's a sense of a generalized misunderstanding about the intentions and the goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at least being able to address that up front, well, you know, and then with the understanding that there will be process and documents
mm-hmm.
related that will be shared. But I think not addressing the sort of generalized anxiety or misunderstandings about the committee's role
mm-hmm.
is gonna further exacerbate the disconnect
mm-hmm.
in the community. And that's an opportunity to sort of quell that and refocus on the work of the study.
So we have a web page on our website for Monument Square District Under Study. And that is where we will post all of our content stuff. So I know people can stay up to date on there as well. We will, I think what will also be beneficial is to create our interested parties list for people in Charlestown. So we have like the button we can hit that says send to everyone in Charlestown who signed up for the newsletter. Coming up with something like that as well to make sure people stay informed. So this is segueing into our like outreach part of it where we have to figure out the ways that we want to engage the community. And when I say the community, I mean people of Charlestown. Something that I thought was really good for Highland Park, I just took one, you can pass it around, but for Highland Park, we sent out these postcards. And these are actually the size of our abutters notice cards, so when there are design review applications and they're scheduled for a hearing, direct abutters will get a notice of that in the mail and it comes on a postcard this size. But you can see the Fort Hill Tower, and we have little images, but it basically says on here, Highland Park, Architectural Conservation District, you're going to be designated a landmark district, yay, or ACD. A little bit of blurb info, what's not subject to review, staff's available for help, when do you need to apply, and it has in the other most commonly spoken languages in the neighborhood as well. So this is something we can definitely send out to everyone who's affected.
But I think when the feedback we heard at the CNC meeting in the Charleston Neighborhood Council meeting in January was that I think people didn't understand, one, how members of this committee were selected,
mm-hmm.
how it was advertised in the community, how names were solicited. And so part of my suggesting that you come to
yes.
the council
yes.
is
yes.
to do the kind of overview
that
maybe Crystal was talking
about.
Because I think other people
yes.
think like that this is the permanent committee forever and ever, whereas
mm-hmm.
I kind of understand this is a study committee.
We'll clarify that. That's
if,
a great
you know,
point.
The town will have an opportunity to vote on this. Right, like there's an opportunity for the community to vote on the final report, and then if it's the area is established, there's a new committee that or commission that is formed,
yep.
and I think people don't have that basic outline, and it may be somewhere on your website, but I went looking for it because I wanted to share it with people.
No, I don't think you're wrong.
And
that's not there. I don't think you're wrong at all.
Layout. And
no.
I think that kind of very simple roadmap
mm-hmm.
Should go up on the monument page. Like here's kind of like.
the process.
Yeah.
But coming to the neighborhood council, we can tell people you're coming and talk about different things that you're going to do there.
You'll definitely come by.
And we can also have, as our own committee, have our maybe our first community outreach is having you guys talk about what the process, the arc of it is going to be. Because I think that
maybe
will just, I just want people, if they're going to have objections
yeah.
or support, for it to be based on the correct information.
Totally.
That's,
you know,
of the process,
spot.
Early
on.
Like, right.
And we will do that. I think I did not quite immediately respond to your email because I was trying to get this
no,
meeting done.
Okay.
But we will, and we were talking about that internally, about coming to, and having that just be generally part of the process,
mm-hmm.
coming to the neighbors and saying, and I think, sort of like we were talking about, it being just sort of something where, not a new process, but something we're working out the kinks in real time, is that I think Highland Park, when they were doing their study committee, they were so, not to say Charlestown's not, but they were like, they did so much campaigning, like right before they even really came to us. So they did a lot of just, you know, right?
That's
they did like a petition, they did a lot of like.
They've already done like their own community outreach.
Yeah. And that's
so
not to say you guys didn't, but like they, I think that
but we're
having a little less confusion there.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely come. I'd love to actually.
Yeah. And that could happen in a few weeks, right? Like we just
yeah.
have to find a date.
Oh, because you sent me the days and there's one in May and June. Or no, June and July.
No, there's May and there's June, the first Tuesday of each of those months.
Yeah.
But if those dates don't work,
we can set up
a committee meeting. We can be flexible.
Well, I have an action item to coordinate that.
Yeah. Thanks. That's a great point, and you're right. So we will. This is our staff architect, by the way. We did like say who you were. This is Chelsea.
How are you? So I just want to, while you're all here in person, and I know we discussed this, but it might be good to now kind of do a poll. Is your priority to sort of get this over with in a responsible amount of time, or is your goal to be more free in your schedule so that you're not meeting every 2 weeks? And I'm saying this because I have commissioners who are on the BLC and they already meet twice a month.
Yeah.
So that's, we have one district that meets, we have one commission that meets a month. And it is a heavy burden on your schedule. So now we'll be, I mean, you volunteered for this kind of but every 2 weeks we'll be adding another burden to the BLC people that you, in your lives, how your lives work, you kind of need to gauge on your own. Do I really need this work that I'm doing to be sort of over with in 6 to 8 months? Or do I need to be like a more sane person and have a reasonable schedule?
This is a really good point about the 2 meetings a month. I mean, it's up to you guys, and kind of expected you guys would complain if you're gonna, but it does end up being a lot to have that number. But again, they don't have to be hours and hours, like twice a month, 1 hour, 2 hours.
With respect to the BLC, and as a volunteer, I think to not, you know, we're volunteering, and to have the community feel like they're included in the process in a real, transparent, and tangible way is significantly more important than time commitments, because we're volunteering. And so that has to be cohesive, otherwise it's a moot point for me.
So do you think people, I can see, also, I'm sorry, it's 6:28, I completely forgot to be like, be checking that, and I know we wanted to have our end at 6:30 so everyone can get back in time. Correct, I agree with what you're saying, and I forgot the train of thought I had before. I remember.
Sorry, you left with them right. I'll take
but,
it.
But no, you're right. No. So
can I ask for the folks who are on the Charlestown Neighborhood Council, do you feel like what do you think people are more receptive to? Those who have been sort of doubtful of this process. Do you think they would rather see a committee that's super focused and meeting frequently and getting this sort of done quickly and demonstrating that it's a priority? Or do you think it would be better to pace it more slowly?
Pacing it in a way that their opportunity for participation and
yeah.
in processing of the process and
yeah.
feeling included
yeah.
is
right.
the priority.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting a sprint to the end, but I do know that sometimes when you're dealing with very detailed things,
yeah,
it's better to meet more
mind.
Often because you'll just
right.
forget if
yeah.
there's 30 days
yeah.
between.
Yeah.
So, but we can do every other week to get through like the standards and criteria, and then take a longer pause where we
right.
do more community focused stuff and go to every other month.
This
and I'm assuming people don't want to meet in August. So, you know, so we have to think about those things.
Too. This is the stuff people are going to want to hear about and see. So I think that.
But these are like our friends and neighbors, and these are people that live here and deserve to have. Feel that they're represented in the process. And if that means an extra meeting, so be it.
That's what I was going to say. I would say I think it might feel a little bit more gratifying for people to say, like, they are much more frequent. Like, if you say once a month, it's a little out of sight, out of mind. And I see. I this is me following your train of thought here.
Maybe it'd be helpful when you do reach out to the community if we had benchmarks or dates that they would be expecting, like, okay, I know I'm going to hear from the study committee at end of June.
That's fair.
Yeah, something like that.
So
yeah.
Maybe that gives kind of gives us a time frame to work in certain sections within that chunk of time.
Yep.
But then it feels, you know, the people in the neighborhood, they know to what to expect. Like, oh, we should be hearing an update.
Yeah.
That's right. We should be finding out more.
Mm-hmm. Right. And something like, so say after the standards and criteria, we get through that. And so maybe before meeting six, we say we're going to get that out to the community for them to, and we're going to do some community meetings. But then what I'd like to add in there is a meeting where we talk about what we heard about from the community. Because I think sometimes that seems to be what, it, and people don't see that built into the schedule. What they're going to assume is that we're going to get community feedback. It'll be like so many of the development projects, there'll be like an appendix in the back of like the revised project to have all the comments in, but doesn't really talk about how they've been incorporated into it.
And what I was imagining in this situation is that I fully expected that we'd have these committee meetings. People would have whatever information they, you know, constituency, you all, and I genuinely expect that each meeting would be starting with the feedback of what you guys have digested over the however long it's been since the past meeting. So whether that's your guys' input, you're saying, my neighbor did not let me go inside because he was talking to me about this. Like, that's what it's for. And this is really internal. This is really like, for us. So we have a structure of it. This isn't like, hello, constituents, we are definitely doing all of this here, and that's all we're doing. I planned that, like, public comment was probably one of the first things we'd be starting off with, almost like, you know, no school, you go over your homework the next day. That sort of thing.
I'm just thinking that if we give the initial overview to the community so they sort of understand what's happening, that whether it's an asterisk or you put in some like additional bars in there to say like at some point after this, after we talk to you, we're going to consider your feedback kind of officially after having these community meetings. Because I think that, to what Crystal's saying, it doesn't matter if we're, it doesn't matter if we don't get the community's input, then kind of why are we here? And then, but they need to know sort of up front that we're committed to talking as a committee about what we've heard from them in the community meetings.
Oh, we'll just do a version of this that'll just be more for public consumption. That'll make it clear, I mean, to make it clear, like you said, to me, not that it isn't official already, but just to make it clear that is what we're doing.
On the two versus like every other week versus once a month, I just want to remind people there's like an in-between space of every 3 weeks. Like, you don't have to do it bi-weekly or once a month, and I feel like maybe 3 weeks is the right thing. Twice a month for me feels like horrifying, personally, for my own personal life, but I feel like once every 3 weeks, I'm like, yeah.
Especially in June.
We're
quite busy in June this year.
Yeah, so we don't have to decide tonight. I was really to have that conversation, and you guys are like such naturals, really, we're going to the study committee. It's very easy. So I can send a poll with some of those options that we were talking about, and we can work to solidify something, so maybe at the next meeting we can have something we'd agree on.
Gavin, do you want to send out maybe this, but maybe we insert a couple lines for like community check-in? And then once we start to build the schedule, we'll know where that's going to fall.
That would be great.
Thank you. So when Gabby sends, you know, like the slide deck, or she can send an attachment with where we think might be a good idea to have that community input, and then based on the poll, we'll work backwards, get it all scheduled.
And you guys will all have this. Like, please feel free to stream of consciousness, email your thoughts from today. Like, give me everything. No, I know what I said. It's not my first day off the turnip truck. I know what I said. You can send me the stream of consciousness, and we can get it in there.
And I think too, thinking.
Oh, my email. So you can email me with my business cards I gave you all. We also have a generic one, blc@boston.gov, but so you'll always get me. But yeah, I mean, like, feel free to edit it however, I mean, you won't actually be editing, but you can give me your feedback and we can work to make something that is agreeable for everyone. Linda.
I'm looking at the second row, committee to walk the boundaries.
Let's talk about that. Okay, and that'll be very sensitive with your time. So in the district study report draft, you have the boundary that was proposed would be in the petition that was originally submitted. We're asking if you would walk around on your own, not with anyone else, because that would break open meeting law and you do not want to do that.
So that's one person at a time, not
I mean, don't text them Tia and say you want to go on a walk. You can go by yourself. If you bump into someone, don't talk to them. That's the way to go about it. But walk around the boundary and see if that is what you want. If that's what you think we designated.
Sorry, how did the proposed boundary come about? Can you just let it
a petition that was submitted to our office in 2022, I think?
Yes.
I think it was 2022.
It was the Historic Society that did it.
Preservation.
Preservation Society.
No one knows the difference.
So they submitted. You guys submitted the petition, and that's just the initial proposal.
Do we have a copy of that petition?
That should be in there.
Okay. The petition.
Oh, the petition. No, but I can circulate the petition with everyone.
Definitely.
We'll circulate that. I'll send you all a really nice email tomorrow. It's gonna be full of links.
Are you already
doing Chelsea's a
criminal. Oh, in my head, I'm feeding back to myself.
Did anyone else want to cover anything else? So I don't.
Oh, we like it.
Committee members, I just want to be careful because I want to be sensitive of your time and the other stuff you have to do. Is there anything else burning immediate that you have questions on? Because then Nick can talk about the homework assignment that we worked on to create for you all. Or any other questions it can answer for the committee right now? Okay, you all have my email. Said what I said. Reach out whenever. Thoughts, comments, questions, concerns. Yes. Oh, that's
what I was saying. Yeah, go ahead. Huh? Yeah. Wait, for what?
The ethics.
If you want to read that ethics piece and then just send it in or scan it to us, if you don't want to do it tonight, that'll be.
Yeah. All right. So in regards to the district boundaries and just the district features in general, so one of the meetings, the next couple of meetings, we'll have some data for you to kind of talk about what those boundaries are currently, and then we'll give you some data if you think you want to expand the boundary or reduce the boundary. We'll provide you with some data sets, some visuals that might support expanding the boundary or reducing the boundary. So we'll have that developed for you. But in the meantime, without any of that knowledge, we give you a little homework assignment. You don't need any experience in historic preservation or architecture. We just want you to observe what you're seeing on the street and having some conversations with yourself.
And no one else.
To kind of understand what you want to see preserved, what you want to see regularly, and what we can maybe modify as time goes by. So what you'll see on this homework assignment here is we have modernization features that are not original to the structure, things like roof decks, HVAC equipment, flagpoles, intercoms, all sorts of modern amenities that make a historic building livable today. And then we also have the character defining features of a building, which are the decorative trim, the way the roof is set up, what type of roof the building has. So you're going to go around the neighborhood, the block specifically, and you'll see that we have, for each of the blocks, we kind of numbered out all of the properties that are currently within the boundaries. So just walk around the neighborhood and just observe things that you would like to see regulated. So for instance, with large renovations of historic properties, new buildings will be required to install fire alarm systems, whether that is a hose hookup, a strobe, and a bell for fire alarm systems. Those things are required by fire code, but what we can have a say in is where they're positioned on the building. So we'll want to be sensitive to where those are installed and things like that. So take a look at the neighborhood, walk around, circle some features, write down in the note pages that we provided to you, elements that you think are important to the character of the neighborhood, elements that you think we should maybe look leave out, and then also maybe look at some of the buildings, which is the last page, look at some of the buildings that aren't currently in the district, and maybe they should be included. Those are types of conversations that we can have. So that's your homework assignment. Questions on that?
I have a question just with my sort of developer brain on for a second.
Yeah.
One of my understandings from that world is that effectively stoops, as beautiful and characteristic as we all think they are, mm-hmm. are effectively not allowed in the building code anymore. Is that accurate?
Well, your building is a historic building, so there are typically exemptions from certain building codes. So what we're basically doing right now is we're identifying the character-defining features. What makes these buildings so special?
Okay.
However, that being said, there are accommodations that we need to make sometimes for accessibility issues and how we would modify a building to allow for that. So these are the types of conversations that we'll need to be at. Yeah.
Thank you,
Nick.
Can you clarify if you were just saying the last page?
They're not in the
These views,
okay, not currently inside the boundaries.
Yeah, so okay. These views are views that you can see within the current proposed boundary,
yep.
but they're not within the boundaries. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll develop, Gabby, Jen, and myself, we'll develop some data for you to take a look at. But for the most part, we just want you to observe some of these properties
right.
and make notes accordingly. Maybe possibly these properties can be included in the district. That's all up to you. And in the, of course, the community's input.
Yes.
Any other questions? Great.
That's it for tonight for the study committee. We can adjourn to be sensitive to everybody's time, and I will be reaching out to all to schedule. We'll work on our poll for when we want to have our meetings, and then we can schedule our next meeting as well. But you'll hear from me probably tomorrow. Like I said, with a juicy email full of a lot of links.
Thank you.
Thank you.